The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and really get into helping people get excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is waking up your garden early. This is mostly focused on tulips and bulbs, but I thought it was just a really great way to get excited about warm weather. So here we go. Wake up your garden early. Planting tulips in pots is an easy way to wake up your garden with color and ease. A friend of mine has a pool with tons of outdoor planters. At the end of last summer, she planted tulips in all of her pots, and as soon as springtime hit, her pots became a colorful cacophony that she could enjoy from the warmth of her living room. It's still chilly most days, but her outdoor space already looks amazing. Beautiful and smart. Planting tulips in pots is not just a great way to add spring flowers to your garden. Planting your bulbs in pots protects them from being eaten by varmints like chipmunks, squirrels, gophers, and voles. Nothing is more aggravating than planting loads of bulbs, then being disappointed when you discover they've been absconded with. It's a bummer. Another good reason to plant bulbs in containers is you can easily move them around. They can bring a colorful freshness to your porch, patio, or deck. After the tulips are finished for the season, simply cut them back and plant your summer flowers in the same container. The next spring, you can enjoy your tulips all over again. It's genius. When to plant? Planting tulips in pots or containers is a snap. Just plant a plant at the same time you would put them in the ground. That depends on your local climate. If I buy bulbs earlier in the season when many places start selling them, I stick them in the refrigerator to keep them chilled until it's time to plant. Most fall planted bulbs, including tulips, need to be chilled for 8 to 12 weeks before they will produce flowers. If it is cold enough, this chilling period can be done outside. I live in the Midwest, and here this always happens. Again, depending on your location, you might have to force that chilling time by popping the bulbs in your fridge. How to plant bulbs in containers. When planting tulips in pots, start by making sure you have plenty of drainage in your pot or container. Bulbs will rot sitting in water. Bulbs also will do best in well-drained potting soil. I personally love Miracle-Gro moisture control soil made specifically for flowers. It does a great job of protecting from both over and under watering. Fill your container with at least 2 inches of soil and place bulbs as per package directions. I prefer a display of one variety, but you can decide your preference and plant accordingly. Once you are satisfied with the arrangement of your bulbs, cover the bulbs with additional planting mix. Planting the bulbs to the depth recommended on the package helps the stems become sturdy. Overwintering. Let's just revisit the idea of freezing. Bulbs should have that period of chilling, but you don't want your pots to be solid chunks of ice. I like to situate my pots near the house or scoot them into my unheated garage to prevent a deep freeze. Containers can also be stored in an unheated basement as long as it's warm enough to keep the soil from freezing. As soon as spring weather approaches, set them out in your desired location and wait for the show. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.